Hola a todos. This is Neto Portillo here at KXEI. Good to be here with you. And this week is Mariachi Week in Tucson, the birthplace of mariachi in our country, in the United States. And with me, a proud Tucson homeboy, Steve Carrillo of Mariachi Cobre, one of the leading lights of mariachi music worldwide. Steve, bienvenido. Welcome to KXEI.
Thank you, Neto. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for sharing your time. You'll soon be with us in town this week to celebrate the 40th
Yes.
annual Mariachi Conference. But speaking of age, Steve, and we're not going to talk about your age specifically, but we're going to talk about Mariachi Cobre's age. Celebrating 50 years, what an accomplishment. You know, I think of maybe the Rolling Stones. Okay, they've been around for a long time. I think of other groups. But Mariachi Cobre to sustain itself 50 years. Congratulations, and tell us the secret. How did Cobre come together, and how has it survived and continued strong for 50 years?
Well, thank you, Neto. Yes, well, Mariachi Cobre is actually starting its 51st year.
I stand corrected.
And yes, we were actually members of the first youth mariachi in the United States, Los Changuitos Feos, which is, of course, from Tucson. And when my brother, Randy, graduated from the Changuitos, he wanted to continue. Actually, I wanted to continue with him. I was still in the Changuitos when Randy graduated, and we formed Mariachi Cobre in 1971. So we've been going at it since 1971, but before that with the youth group, Mariachi Los Changuitos Feos. And these last 40 years, alongside the conference in Tucson, we are going to complete 40 years here at Walt Disney World in Florida, working for Mickey Mouse.
and his partner, Minnie Mouse. Steve, I remember when Cobre first got together, the group played at a restaurant. I recall Los Yentes?
Los Yentes.
Yes,
that was out in Tanque Verde.
Right.
Yeah, we played there for 5 years. We played four nights a week. It was really nice. It was a lot of fun. Of course, I was still in high school, but my brother Randy and Mac Reese, they were at the university, they were in college, and then they had graduated. And so we stayed there. We were there for 5 years, and that was a lot of fun. Then we got offered the job here at Disney. But the reason we got offered the job at Disney was because we had a relationship previously with the Changuitos with Disney. We used to go every Cinco de Mayo back in the late 60s and early 70s when Father Rourke was still with us. Mm-hmm. We continued that for about a good 8-9 years, going every Cinco de Mayo to Disney. And when Randy and Matt graduated from the Changos, of course, we formed Cobre, like I said. And then Disney approached Randy and asked, would you guys be interested in coming out to Florida for 3 months at a time? This was in 1973. So we came out in 1973 for the summer and 1974 for the summer for 3 months. So we've had quite an extensive relationship with the Walt Disney Company.
Steve, what did your Cobre's relationship and permanent status at Disney World allow Cobre to do? You can imagine it gave you the freedom to travel, to record, to perform constantly.
I have to say that Disney has been very flexible and very cooperative in letting us spread our music through. Actually, they even helped us out a few times when we toured with the Boston Pops. One of the events in Boston, Disney actually sponsored it, so they were involved in that as well. But they have been very cooperative. They let us travel. Disney sees the value of what we offer because Mariachi Cobre has been a big proponent of music education, mariachi education, and education in general as a whole. We've been very fortunate to have in our ranks educators in the group. Some are music educators, some are just regular teachers. But we've always had the atmosphere of education, so we've always tried to promote that. And Disney has been very, very cooperative with that, and they've allowed us to travel and to different conferences around the United States, to different events, just to spread our culture,
spread the gospel of the beautiful music of mariachi.
Yeah. The most beautiful music.
The most beautiful. Introduce the next song from Cobre, Las Tres Huastecas.
This song is entitled Las Tres Huastecas, and it talks about the three Huasteca regions from the state of Hidalgo, La Huasteca Hidalguense, from the state of Veracruz, La Huasteca Veracruzana, and La Huasteca, Potosina, from San Luis Potosí. It's a beautiful song.
All right, let's hear it, and we'll come back with Steve Carrillo of Mariachi Cobre in a couple minutes.
Haber nacido allá, saborear la carne seca con traguitos de mezcal, fumar cigarrito de hoja, prenderlo con pedernal, y aquel que mejor lo moja, más tiempo lo fumará. Y nací con tu cantar. Huasteca veracruzana que se arrulla con el mar, que canta en la bocana y que duerme en el palmar, que enlaza toros ladinos corriendo por el breñal, mientras lloran los violines o apangueando en el corral.
Esta Huasteca, yo no sé lo que tendrá, el que una vez la conoce, regresa y se queda allá.
Ay, Huasteca linda, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? Huasteca potosina tiene flores de a montón, sierras llenas de neblina y laderas de ilusión. En la Huasteca hidalguense no se alquila el corazón, y aunque diga usted dispense, no amanece en su colchón. Si nací con tu querencia, si nací con tu cantar.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. It's one of my favorites, Las Tres Huastecas. This is Neto Portillo at KXCI on the phone with me from Florida, direct from Florida, Steve Carrillo, Tucson-born son and longtime member of Mariachi Cobre, celebrating 50 years. We're here in Tucson celebrating Mariachi Week. The conference started 40 years ago, 10 years after the start of Mariachi Cobre. Steve, tell our listeners how the conference started with the role of Mariachi Cobre.
Well, Mariachi Cobre, I'm going to go back to 1979 when I was asked by Joel Valdez, who was the city manager back then in Tucson, to accompany the Changuitos to San Antonio because there was a mariachi conference. It was actually one of the first mariachi conferences in the United States. And I took the Changuitos, and the Changos actually won the competition. And we got to know members of Mariachi Vargas. And when I returned, I told Randy, I said, this would be really neat to take Cobre to this event. So Mariachi Cobre went in 1981, and we won the competition, the conference, and we got to know Mariachi Vargas. The rest of the group got to know Mariachi Vargas. We had a vision, and we said, how neat would this be to take this concept to Tucson? Because the mariachi, the interest, the Southwest, I mean, that's just how we all grew up. Being in the Changuitos. So we approached members of Mariachi Vargas. I remember it was Pepe Martinez, Federico Torres, Mario Santiago, a lot of the older members of the established members of Mariachi Vargas. And we presented this proposal. We said, hey, would you guys be interested in taking this to Tucson? And they were all for it. And then, ever since then,
they were all in. Yeah.
Yeah, they were all in. The first conference started in 83, and we were there the very first year, which was 40 years ago. Yeah.
And it's important to note that although Tucson was not the first, as you noted, San Antonio had a mariachi conference.
And then it didn't continue. But Tucson's, I mean, has been 40 consecutive years,
right.
except for COVID.
And the Tucson conference helped spread the concept of mariachi conferences around the world. And in addition to that, spreading the music among high school groups, college groups. Well, going back to the Changuitos Feos in the early 60s, you and Cobre helped create that atmosphere, that environment where it can be part of the school curriculum. You have educators in your group.
Yeah, that's funny you say that, Neto, because back then when I was in school, in high school, we were the only act in town, the Changuitos or Cobre. It was never even thought of to teach mariachi music in schools. Now, it's amazing. I've been fortunate enough to travel to Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California to do clinics, vocal clinics, mariachi ensemble clinics. And it's part of curriculum in middle schools, high schools, even colleges. They're offering degrees. Mm-hmm. It has grown. And the conference concept really sprouted out of the Tucson conference. Conferences started. It was just incredible how it has grown.
Some of the highlights of the Mariachi conferences are the dancers, the folklorico dancers that are integral to the Mariachi show, and the singers, of course. And one of the biggest singers that the Mariachi conference has had over the years is, of course, Tucson's very own Linda Ronstadt.
That's right.
So, Steve, introduce us a song that you and Cobre did with Linda, and then when we come back, we'll talk about Cobre, Linda, and Tucson and Mariachi and all that beautiful stuff.
Yeah, this next song is very interesting. I had the great fortune and privilege of singing a duet with Linda Ronstadt. And this next song is called El Silencio de la Noche. But I'll have to say that this was probably one of the highlights of my musical career, is to be in a studio with Linda Ronstadt is just totally amazing and totally impressive. I learned so much. Her work ethic in a studio is completely different when you see Linda on stage. I mean, she is so focused in the studio. It was incredible, and I really enjoyed it. Like I say, this next song, entitled El Silencio de la Noche.
Here we go.
Oh. Yo quiero que el silencio de la noche no se envuelva. Yo quiero que un rayito de la luna nos corrige. Y quiero que levante ya por fin la niebla. Comprendas, por favor, lo que te dije. Y una vez comprendidos los dos, alzaremos las manos al mundo y daremos las gracias a Dios por tu amor y mi amor tan profundo. Yo quiero que tu vida y que mi vida no se insulte. Yo quiero que tus labios y mis labios no se engañen. Y quiero que se adoren más de lo que sufren. Que el tiempo y el amor nos acompañen. Y una vez comprendidos los dos, alzaremos las manos al mundo y daremos las gracias a Dios por tu amor y mi amor tan profundo. Yo quiero que el silencio de la noche no se envuelva.
Oh, love that song, Steve. El silencio de la noche with Linda Ronstadt and your beautiful voice. Linda Ronstadt, Mariachi Cobre, Lalo Guerrero, these names pop up every so often and all have the central tie of being part of Tucson and mariachi music. This weekend at the 40th annual Spectacular, where Cobre, along with Los Camperos, will be performing, the city will rename the Tucson Convention Music Hall, or as you say, the Tucson Music Hall, to the Linda Ronstadt Music Hall. Your feelings about that, Steve?
I think that is great. Of course, it's well-deserved. Linda's incredible. I mean, not only in mariachi music, but the different genres that she has done. I remember Linda in her rock and roll days, in her opera days, in her big band days. It's just incredible what she can do. And we were very fortunate way back. I mean, even before the conference started, before Canciones de Mi Padre was even a thought, we were very close to Linda's family. Even when I was in the Changuitos, we would go play at Linda's father's house, Gilbert Ronstadt. Father Rourke would take us over there, and we would play parties, and of course, Linda was there. And then later and this had to be around 1969 or 70, but then in the early 70s, mid-70s, as Cobre, we would go play after parties when Linda had her rock and roll concerts in Tucson. And we would go play at Gilbert's house. And of course, Linda was there with her band, her rock and roll band. But Linda would always gravitate to us and start singing Mexican mariachi songs. And her favorite, the one I always associate Linda with is Canción Mixteca. She would always come and sing with us. She would sing Malagueña, Canción Mixteca, things like that. So we've had quite a long relationship with Linda Ronstadt. Then when the conference started and she started doing the Tucson concerts with a conference, we had the opportunity of sharing the stage with her, of accompanying her. Then Canciones de Mi Padre started, and And we were fortunate enough to accompany her in different cities, Miami on national television, San Jose, Tucson, Las Cruces, Las Vegas, just different areas. And it was quite an honor and privilege to share the stage with her, especially, you know, all of us being from Tucson.
Right.
It was neat.
Going to the point that Tucson, as I said at the outset, is the birthplace of mariachi music in this country.
Yes, it is.
I mentioned Lalo Guerrero a moment ago. Lalo, in his days, was spreading mariachi music after he had moved to L.A. from Tucson. And then comes mariachi Changuitos Feos, mariachi Cobre. Linda Ronstadt records Canciones de Mi Padre. And it continues.
It's all Tucson roots.
Steve Carrillo, muchísimas gracias. Thank you for your time and your history of Mariachi Cobre celebrating 51 years, the conference 40 years, and again, the presence of that most beautiful music that we embrace as mariachi music as our own here at KXCI. Steve, muchas gracias.
Neto, thank you very much, and hope to see you this weekend in Tucson at the conference.
Will do. Hasta entonces.
Hasta luego. Bye-bye. Thank you.